Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, 76088.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
John Kenny, K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
1702 Mineral Wells Highway, apartment 111, Weatherford, Texas.
Thank you.
76088.
The account is loading.
What's that?
The account is loading.
Oh, okay. Loading, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My computer's been slow. I think it has something to do with my internet, because I work from home.
Uh-huh.
And
that's going on. I heard, from the hospital, I'm disabled and just had a heart transplant. My hospital had the same problem, and then I called a couple other places, and they were having trouble, too. I'm like, oh, great. Hopefully Russia's not trying to fucking do some stupid shit. First thing I thought.
Yes, sir. I have AT&T, and they ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, I know. What shall I have?
But I'm fixing to be in the process of changing internet providers here soon, so
yeah.
They'll be out here next week to change me over to a different company.
You must work from home then.
Yes, I do, and if my internet's not working, I'm not making money, or I have to go in office.
Yeah.
And gas is too high to be going in, to be driving all the way to my job when I live 40 minutes away from my job.
Where are you at?
I live in the state of Alabama.
Arizona?
No, I live in the state
of
Alabama. Yeah.
Damn, in Texas, we're down to $3.30. I just paid $3.34 yesterday.
Our gas is $4.09.
Damn.
It was almost at $5 a gallon. Diesel is almost $6 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, diesel's high out here, too.
Yeah.
Six something. Crazy.
So, but I have an account that pulled up here. Can you provide your address, please, again for me?
Yeah, 1702 Mineral Wells Highway. Apartment 111, Weatherford, Texas, 76088.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
What? They had a thing on there where I didn't know that, and I ain't got no email or nothing on this thing. I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault, but yeah, like Saturday or Sunday, I got an email from Capital One saying I got a $90 credit towards a vacuum cleaner. One of those, Shark, whatever, vacuum cleaners or something like that. They didn't say nothing about no recipes or nothing.
Yes, sir. Well, I can go ahead and get your account canceled. Now, as a courtesy, I could do a, let's see, I can issue a $55 refund because there's a non-refundable $5 fee.
That's fine.
All right, the refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have your cancellation number.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. It's C as in Charlie, 193-4844.
Okay.
All right, and it'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days in case I haven't told you, I told you again.
Yeah, yep, you told me.
Okay.
55, right?
Yes, $55 even.
Okay. All righty.
And there
thank
will
you.
Be no further charges.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.